Welcome to Gautrain Talks, a podcast series for people on the move.
Welcome to the Gautrain Talks podcast station, the place to be for matters related to the Gautrain and how it came to be South Africa's first ever rapid rail link. The Gautrain Management Agency, in partnership with the Gauteng City Region Observatory, hosted the fifth installment of the annual Public Transport Knowledge Seminar in October 2022. This year's theme was Action Learning for Innovation in Public Transport, and in Part 4, Jack van der Merwe, Gauteng Transport Authority CEO, discusses challenges and solutions with regards to the public transport needs of Gauteng citizens.
Mr. Jack van der Merwe, Gauteng Transport Authority CEO, is with me to discuss the challenges and solutions to the public transport needs of the citizens who live in Gauteng and, of course, elsewhere. You know, once it's done right here, then everybody can learn from there. And you bring with you, Jack van der Merwe, experience. I mean, you were there in the early days of the planning and the setting up of the Gautrain. Let's just briefly reflect on how the whole Gautrain project was rolled out.
Well, I went to Germany with Turkey Sequoia in June of 1997. We went to Bavaria, and he said to Herr Sträuber, the Chancellor of Bavaria, we had to buy a train, and Jack van der Merwe was going to buy it. So that's where we'd started.
Yeah.
And it's been a... Well, I left the train in 2020.
So. Yeah. But quite an experience at half, I suppose, right? And we've been talking about integration of public transport in Gauteng for quite a while. You are now the CEO of Gauteng Transport Authority. What are you working on? I mean, what is your focus?
Well, it was discussed earlier today, is that you need an integrated public transport plan, because any form of public transport has to link to the next one. Because the biggest loss in time is actually when you transfer modes. And that's what will people would not, you know, if you go with a taxi to a station and you don't know when the next train is coming, or to a bus stop and you don't know, but then people will stay away because the total trip time will do. So integrated planning is a big issue. And in South Africa, because we have a history of spatial distortion, land use planning and transport planning coordination is absolutely crucial. And I'm unfortunately, I have to say, we haven't got that right yet. We still have people living very far away from where they work, and the home work trip becomes very long, very expensive, and not affordable.
You know, Jack, there was a time in South Africa where as much as more needed to be done, but using a train was a taken for granted type of service in the areas where trains were available, right? People were dependent largely on railway or rail travel as a means of getting to and from work. But today, the situation is the opposite. What's going on there?
Well, you know, throughout the world, rail forms the backbone. And the reason is really two things. Rail runs on a dedicated right-of-way, so it shouldn't stop for anything. And secondly, the capacity that it has to move 60, 70,000 passengers per direction per hour. But unfortunately, in our country, rail has lost its glow. We've come down from 700 million passengers per year in 2009. To just before COVID, to 126 million passengers. So we've lost 570 million passengers, and that's where the problem is.
But how did that happen? I mean, I can tell you my own personal stories, you know, experiences that if I wanted to go to town, go to the movies, go to school, go anywhere.
Yeah.
And the train was the way to go. But today, in the community that I come from, we don't see any trains anymore.
Yeah, I think a lesson to be learned from Gautrain is that your customer is looking for two things. He's looking for punctuality and availability. Because if he has punctuality and availability, he or she can plan his trip. And Metrorail's punctuality and availability fell far below the acceptable norms. Just before the COVID, they were having a 60% availability. So it meant that if you stand on the platform, you have 40% chance that the train won't come. And then if the train comes, the average delay was 42 minutes. And that's really where you find, if you do a customer-centric design, you have to look after punctuality available.
Now, being with the Gauteng Transport Authority yourself, what ideas are you working on to correct these anomalies, these problems?
Well, the first thing we're working on is to put the groundwork there. The National Land Transport Act is actually the act that keeps everything going in transport. And in the act, they say that the province must develop a provincial land transport framework. So this is setting the norms and the standards. We've finished with that. We will publish within the next 3 or 4 weeks the draft, the LTF. So that's the one part. The other part is that, you know, in infrastructure, you need a very long planning horizon. So in 2013, the department did an integrated transport master plan for 25 years, and we are busy reviewing that. And then there's two plans that have to be developed in terms of our act. One is a strategic transport plan, and the other one I think is quite innovative, is a integrated implementation plan. So we aren't saying we're just going to plan it. What, you know, can we put our money where our mouth is?
Let's talk about the ideal situation. You know, we live in a highly urbanized region of the country with three major metros, Tshwane, Joburg, Ekurhuleni. And I know there was talk at some point that, you know, people who live at least in those three metros should find it easy to commute anywhere, anytime, and find cheaper modes of public transport. So what is the ideal
Of course, the more usage you have of public transport, the more affordability can be, because your income stream is improving. What we have as a negative in Gauteng, we're only 1.42% of the land area. We have 25% of the population here. So congestion, pollution is a big issue. So we have to find a solution that will address the environment, that will address these delays we have in that. And the only way to do that is to move towards public transport. We are in the changing world of transport. I read this morning in the newspaper, they will not allow internal combustion engine car to be built in Europe by 2035. So you won't be able to build a car there anymore. It has to be either hydrogen fuel cells or battery.
This is only 12 years away.
That's 12 years away. And you know, if we look at us, we have a very good motor manufacturing industry in our country. We export 200,000 units per year. And they have to change, because otherwise we won't have a market to send it to. So there are really big changes happening. And you know, the changes has got to do with training, with skills development, with upskilling the workforce. So there is going to happen a lot of things in the next year.
We're talking about innovation in action.
Yeah.
Right? In this discussion and this webinar. But there was talk some time ago that we will have one ticketing solution for all modes of transport in Gauteng. What happened to that? I mean, taking advantage of modern technologies.
Yeah.
And of course, we talk about smart cities as well, integrated living areas and people working closer to their homes or homes being closer to work, all of those things together. But yeah, technology.
Yes, we actually, the GMA has contracted to do that one ticketing. And the only thing about one ticketing is that the hardware and the software for the ticket itself is relatively easy, but you need a back office. You need a back office of banking that'll read your card and take the money to the right owner. And in South Africa, we have a lot of people who are not bankable, who don't have bank cards. So our single ticket will work on a prepaid system. So there are a few challenges, but we are getting there.
But the different role players, are they buying into this new approach or not? Because, you know, let's tell it the way it is. The way of thinking is different from one role player to the other, to the other. Others are receiving subsidies, others are not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, there is a buy-in of this, and you know, every premier that we've had, it's non-negotiable. They want the one ticket. It's just that when you go overseas, you can take your credit card and you can tap, and there's an algorithm that runs to see what's the cheapest. That to us is not possible, because everybody doesn't have access to a credit card.
Now, we spoke about the different plans as well as laws that are going to be passed, and documents that are going to be made public for comment and so on. But when are we going to see, in practice, some of the ideas being applied?
Well, I think as we're rolling it out, you will see now at the end of the month when we bring out the BLTF, the Provincial Land Transport Framework, what is our plan? What is the umbrella under which we want to do it? I think another thing that TAG is doing is moving closer to local authorities, because if one talks about public transport and we have a global city region where when you travel, you don't know whether you're going from Tshwane into Ekurhuleni into Johannesburg. It's an invisible boundary that you're going to. So how do we bind them in? And what the legislature has done is that my board consists half of people representing the local authorities and half transport experts. So we're moving there, but I can sense your frustration that it's not moving as fast as we thought. But I think we're putting down the building blocks. We're busy with the BRTs. We're busy with refurbishing Metrorail. So I think at some stage in the near future, these things will come together.
Jack van der Merwe, thank you very much for talking to us.
So the foundations being laid for more transport solutions for the people of South Africa. A comforting thought and takeout from this talk. To listen to more from the fifth installment of the annual Public Transport Knowledge Seminar and other interviews about the Gautrain, please subscribe to our podcast by searching for Gautrain Talk Station on your podcast app. You can also access further material on our website, that's gautrain.co.za, or follow us on Twitter.